My name is Ingrid, and this is Cut to the Chase. One of the reasons why I love doing this podcast is because I get to share the game of soccer, football, whatever you call it, from my perspective. And for me, that includes the kids who play. Yeah, okay, so some of them are really young and can only tell you that they just love to play, but others can tell you a little bit more than that. And I had the privilege of talking to Trinity Wombolt the other day, and she told me a little bit more than why she loves to play.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. All right, so you had camp this week. Tell me a little bit about camp this week.
It was great. The training was intense. The coaches were pretty good.
Where were they from?
England.
Specifically?
They came from West Ham.
West Ham, okay. So like, how many kids were there? Like, was it a lot of kids, or was it, like, do you remember the number?
Yeah, about 85 kids were there.
Okay, ages from what to what?
I think it was 7 till 16.
Okay, girls and boys?
Girls and boys.
Okay, cool. So you started playing, and then, like, at any point, did you play with, like, another age group, or how did it go for you?
Yeah, so at first I played with my age, U12, but then the coaches were saying it was too easy for me, so then they moved me up to the U15 boys.
Wait. Hold on a second. Okay, so how old are you exactly?
12.
You're 12. And you started playing with the 12-year-old girls, and they were like, no, this is too easy, and they moved you up to the boys.
Yeah.
The U15 boys.
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure I got that right. Any pleasant surprises at the end? What do they say? Like, usually at the end of camp, they give you feedback about, you know, you did okay, no left foot. What did they say?
They said I was a pretty well-rounded player and keep doing what I'm doing. And then they invited me to a training session in England.
Okay, no big. Just got invited to England. Okay, so... So apparently you don't have to be rich to be good. You can just be good. That's the moral of that story. And have you done any other camps this summer?
Yeah, I went to the Mia Hamm camp in North Carolina.
Ooh, and what? Okay, Mia Hamm. Okay, so like, honestly, some of these camps are like, you know, they don't really show up and they don't really participate and whatever. Yeah. It's just like the name, the brand name. Yeah. What was it like?
Well, she was totally into it, like... She was teaching every kid everything. Like, she wasn't just off watching, right?
Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got to get Mia up to Canada, which would be very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Any of the 99ers, you want to come to Canada? We got some campers and want to meet you. So that was where? Where was that camp with Mia?
North Carolina.
In North Carolina?
Yeah.
Very nice. What is it like trying to play soccer in Canada?
It's pretty tough. Like, there's lots of talent, but the way the system is bringing up players is just terrible.
Why is it terrible? Like, what's making it difficult?
Because you can't really be seen for the national team. It's kind of like hidden, secret kind of thing.
True.
Yeah.
It's very hard to get picked, which is a fair point. It's hard to get picked.
Yeah.
So if it's hard to get picked, you're not going to get on the national team. And it makes it seem like, oh, we only have, like, 5 really good players, when, in fact, they're just not picking people. Do you have any suggestions as to how they could better pick people?
Well, I think this OYPDL thing should be not just certain clubs. It should be for every club.
Okay.
So now when the U15 Canadian national team, or, like, the players are being chosen, they should... take a look at every club, right, to see what they've got.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Are you listening, OSA? Just checking. I know the mic is on, but that was a good suggestion. I like that. So we're going to get back to the game. Trinity, thank you for doing this.
Yes, thank you.
Now, I know it's difficult to cut through the clutter of camps and clinics and opportunities to play that there are out there for kids. But let me give you a hand by pointing you in the direction of Haley Carter. Now, Haley is a former Marine Corps officer who graduated from the Naval Academy. She loves Christ. She's also a backup goalkeeper for the women's professional team, Houston Dash. Oh, and by the way, She is the owner of Epic 90 Goalkeeping Academy. Moms and dads, this is somebody you might want your daughter, who wants to be a goalkeeper, to spend some time with. You can check her out at epic90gk.com. You can also find her on Twitter at HalesBells99.